Oh, you're back. Great. You're an absolute lifesaver. Thanks for going into town to get me those ingredients. This little brew takes some really special care, and I couldn't leave it unattended. Yes, just set it down over there. Actually, I wanted to talk to you about something. Nothing bad, honey. I just wanted to talk to my favorite apprentice. You see, you've been such a help around here lately. Cleaning the cauldrons, going to the village when asked. And best of all, letting me test some of the more experimental potions on you. You've been so helpful. I wanted to give you a little bit of a promotion. Yes, a bit of a promotion. Why don't you sit down here, in my lap? Let's have a nice little chat. There you go. Nice and cozy. Yeah. Good. You see, the next step up for you would be to become my familiar. You heard me right. Become my familiar. Every witch needs one. A cute little pet. That does whatever I say. A cute little pet that obsesses with pleasing. That craves those two simple words as a reward for a job well done. Good boy. See, that little shudder told me everything. You'd be just perfect. You're already almost there. All it takes is for me to enact the final steps of the process. It's a simple process, really. Just a quick incantation and a soul-binding vow. And then you're mine forever. You're so shy, getting all blushy. Was it something I said? Did this idea of being mine get you that flustered? Or rather, could it be from our little friend down here? Oh, it is. Oh, you're already so hard, kitten. Shh, no squirming. Let me feel it over your pants. You're going to belong to me soon enough anyway. Wow. Naughty boy. Letting a witch run her hands all over you like this. You must really want that. You know, I've heard some interesting rumors from the village. They say all sorts of things about you and me ever since you started working here. They say I've bewitched you, cast a spell that's made you completely infatuated with me. They say I make you drink all sorts of potions. I corrupt your soul. And bind you to my will. We both know the truth. I didn't have to do any of those things. When you first laid eyes on me, you knew you wanted to be mine. Isn't that right, baby? Nod your head for me, kitten. Good boy. What was that? Please. Please, what? Papa, please stroke my cock. Begging already, are we? What? Was me gliding one finger up and down on it over your clothes not enough? That's one last thing I have to do. Here. Look. I picked out a collar for you. Loaded it up with a ton of spells, curses, and incantations. Specially picked out just for my little kitten. All you have to do is unlock it. Wrap it around your throat. And once I snap it's shut, you'll be mine. That's the best part about all that. That little click of the collar. When it snaps closed round here. That sound solidifying in your mind. That you belong to me. Yeah, that almost made you come, didn't it? I know, kitten, I know. Deep breaths. There's a lot of magic running through your body right now. Just ride it out. There you go. Good boy. You've been so good for me. I think you deserve a reward. I'm going to pull your pants down now, okay? Oh, wow. Just look at this cock. Twitching so much. Poor thing. I think this is the perfect opportunity to try one of my new potions. It's a nice and slippery lube, made from a few spells I learned from my succubus friend. She warned me it might break the mind of whoever I used it on, because it's a super aphrodisiac. But you don't really need to think anyways. I'll do all the thinking for you. Oh, how cute. I love that blissed out expression. You love the night air, don't you? Me bossing you around, telling you what to do, what to think. Letting me try all sorts of spells out on you. Such an obedient kitten for me. Up in your mouth. Swallow. Good boy. No hesitation at all, huh? You really are hopelessly infatuated with me. Does my pathetic boy want to come for me? Want to come away all those brains and let me turn you into a dumb, obedient pet? Yeah? You do, don't you? Say it. Say you want me to ruin you. Beg me to ruin you. Oh, you make the cutest noises. Okay. I suppose if you ask really nicely, then I've got no other choice. Oh, you just now realize it. That little collar you're wearing makes it so you can't come until I give you permission. And all this pleasure just flooding from your brain. It must be so overstimulating. Should I let you come? Should I? Are you going to be a good boy for me from now on? You'll have to leave your home in the village, you know. And stay here with me, in my bed, being all cute. You like that idea, don't you, baby? Oh, you're so cute. Count you down. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Come for me. Oh, there you go. Oh, such a big, spurty mess. Shoot out all those silly, useless thoughts and think of only me, your new owner. Good boy, good boy, good boy. Gosh, that was a lot, wasn't it? Mm. You did so well. I'm happy you decided to accept my offer. Now, why don't you clean yourself off, go into the village, grab your belongings and bring them here. Here. Tell them you're moving. Don't worry. They'll know where once they see the collar. And I'm sure they'll put two and two together. Run along, sweetie. I'll see you soon.